WHIM, Coral Gables.
Welcome to What Motivates You with W. Stephen Green and co-host The Chicken Lady, Dr. M. Tina Dupree. Get ready to be motivated and to stay motivated right here on 1080 AM WHIM The Answer. This program is brought to you by Dr. Barry Burak and Affiliated Healthcare Centers, Inc., the healthcare center with a heart. The program is also presented by Green Tree Lending, Inc. and by the Dynamic Realty Group.
What motivates you? Welcome to the show to build, protect, and sustain what is important. I'm your host, W. Stephen Green, with my co-host, Dr. M. Tina Dupree, the Chicken Lady.
Of course.
The program explores the power of motivation and how it relates to success, achievement, accountability, and empowerment. It's intended to inspire and challenge the listener through our dialogue with our guests and promote the thought on how motivation is important to maintain and your personal and professional and community development. And we like to deal with the PMSS, physical, mental, spiritual, and social beings that we are. And social is career as well as fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're dealing with we always open up with a great dynamic person in ministry, and today we have someone great. But before that, I just want to make sure I make a little announcement here.
And before that, Merry Christmas. 'Tis the season.
Merry Christmas to you too, Stephen. And also, I have been talking to so many people, and they've been, oh, it's not the right date. It's not the date, it's the day.
Mm-hmm.
He was born. It was the day. My grandmother died. She was 94 years old. And because, you know, back in then, black people didn't get registered for your birth certificate and all. We don't have any idea of what day she was born on, but we still celebrate a birthday.
Yeah.
So with Jesus, he was born, we're still going to celebrate a birthday. And I just want to say real quick before we bring our guests on, because she's on the phone waiting right now, and I am totally excited to talk to this woman because she just blew me away when I heard her speak last week. But I just wanted to say that they're in West Coast, the Center for Human Development, they're in their roundup, and it's going to be until the end of the month. And if you want more information about the roundup, please get in touch with Dr. Henry L. Porter of the West Coast Center in Sarasota, Florida. You can find them on the web at www.westcoastcenter.org, and it is their roundup.
What is a roundup?
Oh, man, it is so great. They have preachers coming in from people coming in from all over the world. It is like a roundup of Christians, people who fellowship there in the past, people who never fellowship there. It is absolutely wonderful. I go every year. So let's get to our guest.
Awesome.
But it's Dr. Henry L. Porter, Sarasota, Florida, the Center for West Coast. West Coast, the Center for Human Development. You can get more information. But if you're in Sarasota, near Sarasota, go to Sarasota and not miss the roundup.
Sarasota's a nice place to visit.
Okay, great. So let's get right into our guest because, as I said before, she's very exciting. And you want to introduce her? You want me to?
You go right ahead since you've met her and
I would love to.
But I'm excited to hear from her.
Yes, this is Miss Charlene Steinkamp, and she is with Rejoice Marriage Ministries Incorporated. They're in Pompano Beach, Florida. And I'm telling you, she is just such a fireball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was in a room of, there was mostly black preachers. I mean, almost all black preachers. I'd say 99.9%.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly men. And she got up and she spoke maybe 5 minutes and blew us all away. I jumped out of my seat. I ran over to her and I said, I have got to have you on the radio. So we'd like to welcome right now Miss Charlene Steinkamp of Rejoice Marriage Ministries Incorporated. Welcome to What Motivates You.
Welcome to the show. Such an honor to be with you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. Tell us a little bit about Rejoice Marriage Ministries Incorporated.
Well, Rejoice Marriage Ministries was birthed out of a tragedy in our marriage, of us having marriage problems off and on through our marriage. And I know that many people have problems in their marriage. It could be even the first year getting adjusted to a husband and a wife, getting used to what marriage is all about. But Bob and I had marriage problems off and on. We were Christians. We came to know the Lord, and Bob had, in fact, surrendered his heart to the Lord in the middle of our marriage, and we went to school. But the problem was, is we did not have that deep personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Makes a difference.
It makes a difference. And we must put that first in every one of our own personal lives. And then we had marriage problems for 19 years and off and on. And you know how that you go and you get counselors to talk to you and you talk to pastors. Right now we have a crisis in our church. And our crisis in our church is marriage. I asked the pastors the other day, I said, do you all marry? How many of you have weddings in your church and you marry them? And they all raised their hands. But then I said, and when they come to you with marriage problems, do you ever speak, listening to the circumstances, do you ever speak divorce? And that is what's happened to our church, is that we listen to the circumstances and see that there's alcohol or drugs or pornography or sexual immorality or gambling. It does not matter what the circumstances, it matters who we serve, who is the most awesome, mighty God that created each of us, and he can touch and heal and deliver us and our spouses from anything. And I did not believe that or know that because my pastor did not tell me that. And so 25 years ago, he said my circumstances were impossible and due to his unfaithfulness. And he said, you need to get a divorce for the protection of your children. And that was the lie from the enemy that I believed. And we have to look at the Word of God, study the Word of God, know the Word of God, because my people perish, Hosea 4:6, for the lack of knowledge. And that's what we have to understand, is that the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy every marriage, because God created the institution of marriage.
That's right. That's what's happening with the family today. There's such a breakdown with the family. I mean, when I was growing up, everybody in our neighborhood was married, and everybody in our neighborhood had strong families. And as a matter of fact, we would be so close as to, you know, in the driveway, we'd all pull out tables and chairs and put it in the driveway every Friday night, and we'd sit out there and eat our dinners together, and the husband, the wife, and the kids, and we'd play music, and we'd have a good time. But now people are so separate. They live so far apart that you don't have that support from the community
and
as we
family.
Had.
Family moves around. Charlene, do you believe that marriage is more difficult in these days than it was maybe 10, 20 years ago?
You know, I don't think so, in a way, because I had the crisis 25 years ago. And I tell you, it was pretty bad. So I don't think it is. I think that's the devil's lie. I think the internet, how we are on the internet, and we are blessed by reaching people now around the world, and marriages are being restored around the world. But I believe that the problem is we've allowed busyness and putting God to be a Sunday God and not have a personal relationship with. And we've lost the power of who our Lord God is.
Just having a Sunday God. You know, that is so true, because if he's in our hearts, he's with us every day, all day, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. And we have to start restoring marriage, because the church should not have the same statistics as the world.
No, and we can't. And we have, and this is my burden. This is what I teach and proclaim around the world. And we do it now with billboards across the United States. We only have two right now, but we have had five in the state of Florida in the last several years, and we put them, we've had billboards for over 20 years, and it says, God heals hurting marriages. There's hope. And what we've lost is hope in America. We've lost hope in our church that God can take those circumstances. And what they've done is the people talk to their coworkers, they talk to their friends, and divorce is not the, we would never say divorce back years ago. When I got divorced, I thought I had a scarlet D flashing on my on my forehead.
A scarlet D.
Saying I was divorced.
Yeah.
There's no shame. There's no, we don't have a burden to pray for our marriages. And I plead with anyone that listens to me, pray for your pastors, pray for your leaders, and then pray for your marriages in the church. We can all be part of a revival of restoring and healing and resurrecting dead marriages. God can take that hardened heart by us praying. One person, the spouse, anybody, a mom, a dad, anybody can pray for a family that is having struggles.
That's wonderful. Let me just tell you, too, my father and my stepmother have been married for 52 years. My aunt and her husband was married for 47 years, and he died in her arms. I know a lot of longevity of marriages in my family, but when you say that to kids like in a high school, and you ask them, can you please stand up if you know anyone that is married? And I was in an auditorium of over 1,000 students, and only 2 or 3 stood up. They don't even know anyone that's married. So I have a program where I send married couples out to high schools to talk to students about having a happy, healthy marriage.
I that's where we've all got to go there.
Yes.
We have got to go there, because what is happening, as you said, if you send your child or my grandchildren go to school and you say, mom and dad, we don't have moms and dads next door. All these kids are being raised by a single parent. And let me say, do not be defeated because of that. If you're listening today, know that if you turn to the Lord, he will be your husband. He will be the father to the fatherless right now. And nothing is too hard to resurrect and restore your marriage, but you right now have to turn to the Lord completely, and he will be your provider. He'll be your deliverer. God can deliver. Jesus was born on Christmas Day to save the lost.
That's right.
And you've written 19 books, right?
For all of our sins. All sins.
Yes.
And could you tell us a little bit about your books?
You
you've written 19 books, I see.
And
did you write those books with your husband
books.
Or solo?
The book that I wrote was The Spiritual Journey. And we have 19 books, variety, about prodigals do come home, with our first book that we wrote. And The Spiritual Journey was my second book, of how do you go on the spiritual journey and how do you pray for your spouse. So that is our book. And so many people say, well, what's my spouse doing while they're on this detour road being a prodigal, as in Luke 15?
A detour road, that's right.
And so Bob wrote The Prodigal Perspective, and he shares and answers many, many questions. And in that prodigal perspective, he tells you the truth about being a prodigal. It's not what everybody thinks. Sin is fun for a season, but then the Holy Spirit starts speaking to us.
Only for a season. Well, we're listening to Charlene Steinkamp, and she's with Rejoice Marriage and Marriage and Ministries Incorporated. It's in Pompano Beach, Florida. She can be reached, and get your pencil, because we're going to say the number. Area code 954-941-6508. Well, you know, the name of the show is What Motivates You. So as we close out with you, why don't you tell us what motivates you?
Well, let me give you the website, since you're on the internet. www.rejoiceministries, rejoiceministries.org. What motivates me is the power of our Lord God for us personally. I know the spiritual growth that can happen, but I'm also being motivated by the amount of people that are growing spiritually, and their husbands and wives are returning, and their hearts and lives are being changed and transformed, delivered from alcohol and drugs. Nothing is too hard. That motivates me to see the power of our Lord God. Read Ephesians 3:20. God can do immeasurably more than we ever can begin to imagine.
That's right. Also, as we close out with you, I'm looking at your CD that you gave me, The Pastor's Role in Marriage Restoration. Is that available on your website?
That is available free. And we have...
Hey, wait a minute. Say that again, because free is the best word.
We want these CDs to be given around to all the pastors. And we are deeply burdened, and I am asking and challenge all the pastors to be a lighthouse in their church to say, we're going to pray for marriages and we're going to stomp out divorce in our church by the power of the Holy Spirit, and our Lord God can do anything.
Wonderful.
Shirley, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
What exactly does Rejoice Ministries, Marriage Ministries Incorporated, do? What do you do?
We work, we do a daily devotional. I have a daily devotional that goes around the world on the internet. We have a weekly men's devotional and we have a children's devotional. And so we do devotionals every single day to help encourage people who have marriage problems with spouses at home, or they're gone,
okay,
or they're divorced.
Okay, well, great. Thank you. Our time is up now with you, but we would love to have you on again.
Again,
we will say that we're speaking to Charlene Steinkamp. She can be reached at www.rejoiceministries.org. That website, that's where the free resources are?
Yes, it's good. Just go to the bookstore.
Okay, just go to the bookstore on that site, www.rejoiceministries.org. We thank you for calling. We have a commercial break now. God bless you, and I love you, and you're my new friend.
Thank you. I agree with you. God bless you. We had a blessed day.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If we can help you in any way, we invite you to visit the website of Rejoice Marriage Ministries at www.rejoiceministries.org. Thanks for joining us today as we proclaim that God heals hurting marriages.